This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Powerful radio here on the DJV program. How do you do? Yeah, we have podcasts and all that good stuff. By the way, don't forget our new podcast. It's kind of fun when I say ours. We've all kind of had a hand in putting Zodiac Magic on to the podcast forum, the front, if you will. So if you're interested in astrology, if you're interested in psychic stuff, if you like that, which is hard to define, you might want to check out an original podcast that we're doing called Zodiac Magic. It's at Zodiac Magic Pod. That's the Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram handle. Say it again, handle.
It's the handle.
And the handle. And the website is ZodiacMagicPodcast.com. You get the astrological survey, what's going on with you for the week. It's kind of a cool thing. I've always been interested, well, not always, but certainly the last 35, 40 years in this sort of thing and how it works, because I find that it works, frankly. Away we go. I apparently am also the, what did you say, I'm a diva and a prima donna?
High-maintenance diva.
Ooh. I'm a high-maintenance diva. Jennifer didn't hear that, sir. We were talking
according
about...
According to one loser who works in talk radio, yes.
Yeah, right. And the reason
who
he doesn't
want
to do business with me...
I don't want to say his name.
We're not going to say his name.
What does it rhyme with?
Well, okay, I'll give you a hint. His last name is the same as one of the sharks.
Really?
As one of the sharks, like the San Jose
Sharks?
On Shark Tank. Oh, on Shark Tank. Okay.
Yeah, right. And it's not Cuban.
Cuban. What I got. Wonderful is his last name, Mr. Wonderful.
Mr. Wonderful. There we go. I have never had, I've been on the air for what, 57, whatever, how many years I've been on the air. I've never, to my knowledge, been called anything like that. I said to, when Victoria told me the story a few minutes ago, and I thought to myself, and I went downstairs to have some fruit, I'm amazed that anybody...
Unpeel the onion, okay, so we'll withhold his name, but what did he say exactly, Victoria? What's the story?
Well, this is someone with whom my husband used to work.
Trying to do business with them and him.
Yeah. And so this one person who considers Doug to be a high maintenance diva, he is the reason why Doug was not able to gain traction with this specific company. So, and I've known this for a couple of years and totally disagreed with his assessment of Doug.
Ooh, are you just saying on it right now?
Yeah. Yeah. I literally spilled the beans.
With the fellow who ran the company actually was my friend. But he left programming decisions to this guy. It's kind of a can of worms, but I'm chuckling because I'm not known that I know of. You know, maybe we don't know really what people think of us. Do people
Isn't
ever
that
tell
weird?
Us?
I know. Yeah, and how people get there. Well, I think this is so weird because it happens to everybody, not just the Doug Steffens of the world. I think it happens to like people in life. Do you ever stop to think what people think of you? Like what you leave behind?
I never think about that. The guy we had, I went to a business luncheon yesterday in Hartford at a restaurant, and I'm talking with my friend about radio and talking about podcasts and stuff, and this guy's sitting at the bar, and he says, "You guys in radio?" And we said, "Yeah." And he introduced himself, and he was a former CBS guy that works for Sirius now, and he was telling us what was going on with him, and then he looked at me and said, "I know you." I laughed. I said, "Well, I don't know you. I'm sorry." He said, "No, I've seen your picture. Where have I seen your picture? Have I seen your picture in the trades?" And so, I told him who I was. It's one of those things that's been fun. Jennifer's experienced these things with me. It's like people know who I am, but they don't really know who I am.
Yeah, that's how radio is, right? Yeah, they can place you, but they don't know why.
Yeah.
They can
why? Why do I know you? Why do I? And so it's interesting. How all the pieces fit together. But I'm just, it was trying not to make
a
big deal
out of it. Well, it's extra strange that this guy said this about you because you've never even met him.
No, I wouldn't know about how I fell over him.
Right. And that's so weird.
It's happened to me twice now. When I've been out in restaurants, one at our place, Ruth's Chris in Pasadena, Doug, and then another time at a different restaurant. And somebody has come over to me and said, I'm really sorry, but your voice sounds so familiar. Are you Jennifer Horn from...
I've gotten that too,
it's so funny. Yeah, where the voice, like, the people can hear your conversation. Oh, yeah. And, you know, with the way that we talk, I think all three of us have a very strong, we're very articulate, we can cut through. And so people hear you. It's not like you get stuck, like, in the mud.
Don't you remember when I was working on KBC, I was at an event, it had nothing to do with the station, but I was talking to the lady with whom I had shared time at that time. And we were going through it was a clothing store. I think whatever. Well, I don't remember what it was. And this guy comes over to me and says, "I know you." And I said, "Well, hi." And you know, he wanted to start a conversation. He said, "I know you. You're on KBC, and I don't like you." And
thank you, sir. Right.
I said, "Well, what is the other?" I engaged him in conversation. I said, "What is it?" And the girlfriend that I was with was very interested in what was going on, so she came over to listen. And she was about to punch the guy out. And he said, "No, I don't appreciate your opinions on things."
So why doesn't he just turn the dial?
No, here's what he said. "You should keep your opinions to yourself because nobody cares."
Would it work out?
Right. Well, sir, then you're telling me to stay home and not do my job.
You should make balloon animals on the radio. That would be great.
Right. Right. Very entertaining. All right. Meanwhile, back at the ranch and on the radio... I'm going to make a poodle. I'm going to try not to use my... We're doing this podcast, this Zodiac Magic, and Victoria said that my voice shouldn't be used to do the promo because I sound too much like a radio professional.
No. That's not what I said.
That's kind of what you said.
No, that's absolutely not. That's the opposite of what I said.
Really?
Yes. I said, while you're hosting it... I was telling you the difference between what podcast listeners are what they
Victoria,
like and
by
what
the
they're
way,
listening
a very
for.
Successful podcast called Beauty Pop that you should look for. Okay, go ahead. Should I do it or not do it?
No, so all I was saying to you is the announcery radio voice is not...
You mean like the one I use at 7 after the hour? This is the DJV program.
That's got to go for the podcast.
So how do I
after
the hour.
No, just more casual and just more laid back, just more conversational. Like the way that you are when we're during, you know, when we're talking during the commercial breaks. That's all I meant.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're not doing any commercials.
Way to listen.
Well, I'm a diva. I don't have to listen to the likes of you.
That's right.
Well, are you proving this a-hole right?
No, I'm going to have... That'll be my thing for the rest of the day. And I'll probably share it with a few... I'll share it with my children.
You know he's going to say something now, Victoria. I hope you don't mind. Because he's going to be like, "So, I hear you think I'm a diva."
Well, I don't think he's ever going to run into this guy.
Yeah,
this guy would be lucky to have a job.
And, he'd be lucky to have a job. He'd be sweeping the floor at the local elementary school. Right. Meanwhile, 14 half of the hour. Speaking of that, students in our country have fallen behind. Not that this is news, because I think most people, especially parents, realize this. As a matter of fact, my daughter and I were talking about this last night, because Miles is in summer camp, and because he's had attention homeschooling and the stuff that was on Zoom, he really is ahead of most of the children that are his age. And we're not sure that that's a good idea, because, he should be able to do what he's able to do. But will he be so far ahead that he'll become impatient because he's going to regular first grade in 2 weeks, it starts, or three weeks. So will he be ahead, and will that cause him to be bored? And when children that age are bored, do they become, in the eyes of the teacher, problems? Right? Am I on the right page here or not?
Here's the thing. Does he have, like, a lot of energy, a lot of behavioral things?
There's a lot of energy. He runs around.
Can he control himself?
We've heard him on the air.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So I think he sounds controlled. So even if he's bored, I mean, there were times in school, I think, where I was bored, but I didn't act out because...
Well, he respects authority.
Right.
He won't...
Right.
He, especially
so
with...
He'll probably be okay. No, he'll probably be okay. It's different with the kids with a lot of energy who don't know how to funnel it. When they get bored and they have the ADD kick in, then that's when you have the behavioral stuff.
So is the question, as we get ready to go back to school, most of the school closures in most of the areas of the country that I am familiar with the exception of Los Angeles because it's such a mess, they're going back to school. They're figuring out how to make it work. Yeah, but what are the mask mandates?
But that's what now the CDC said, the mask mandates for all kids in all schools. That's their recommendation. So
yeah,
that's
sort of right.
And, you know, here's the thing with that. Make the argument, whatever. There have only been 330 kids who have died that only had COVID present in their body, not even died just from COVID as the only cause, in the whole country during the whole pandemic. That if you count the number of children that are in this country, and there are millions of them, that's like 0.00000001% of the kid population. And nobody wants to see that, but
so
it's still
here,
really confusing
another...
why we do the masks when we don't know what the mental impact of that is.
Isn't it more, it's less about protecting the kids than it is about keeping them from spreading it and bringing it home to vulnerable people.
But that's not the point of this study. I wanted to, like, Victoria's always on me because I bury the headline or because I don't tell the whole story or whatever it is. According to this study, it may be that students who come through the pandemic will be making much less money over their lifetime because of the impact of the pandemic on their schooling.
Yeah.
That's
very
interesting.
We don't even
I don't know how
the
they calculate that, but I've seen this.
Either,
I fact-checked this multiple times, and there are numerous studies that show that today's students will earn basically 50 grand less.
See, I don't think it's pandemic. I just think the public school education system, that's where I'd have the
debate.
Well,
this made it a lot worse.
Yeah, but think about it. You've got kids who are being passed through that are now a year and a half behind in many places.
Yeah.
And, again, it is something I know people don't like to talk about because we don't like to push back at all and we don't like to be critical thinkers. But, critically, what are the masks doing to the development of children's brains? Look, people connect with facial expressions. They connect. This is how teachers know when kids are confused most of the time. It's not with the kid telling them. It's that they can see a puzzled look on the kid's face. Now the kids are going back to the classroom, and half of their face is going to be covered. Is that going to be a problem? It may be no problem.
That's
I'm asking
a very
the question.
Interesting way.
I'm
wow,
asking
I'm
the question,
about
like, rhetorically, but everybody's so quick to say, you know what, let's put masks on the kids, and it doesn't matter. We should just mask them up. But we don't even know, and we probably won't know about the psychological impact until 10 years from now.
Well, all right, 18 after the hour.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer's the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
BlueStar medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had BlueStar in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried BlueStar.
BlueStar is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the BlueStar in the first aid section. Feel BlueStar work fast or your money back.
I said Chantilly Lace and Eggshell, not matte.
Colby's Interior Design Consultancy is floored with new clients.
Wait, what am I looking at here? This looks like plaid.
They need an admin with an eye for design and a knack for numbers.
Okay, hey, look, take a look at this. Do those numbers look right?
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Screen for quality candidates with the skills your role needs with Indeed Assessments. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
After the hour, it is time
for us to delve into the secrets of social media. As we're, I guess, on social media is not really a secret. Victoria and Jennifer are here. Jay is off today, so there's a lot of conversation, it would seem, or of people saying, she's pregnant! She's pregnant! Paris Hilton is pregnant! So is she or isn't she, and why should anybody care? I guess that's only my read on it. Probably, I'm sure there are the two of you are all excited about Paris having. Well, is she married to this guy, or who is she with?
She's engaged. Yeah. She had another fiance.
Uh-huh.
She's been unfianced a lot.
She likes him.
Mm-hmm. So yeah. So
she likes men, or she likes this guy.
She likes being a fiance.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she never seems to quite make it all the way down the aisle. But this time, I guess she's serious about it. So the rumor came out, and no one knows where the rumor started. So that's the beginning of the story. Keep that in mind. So the rumor came out that she was pregnant. Then she went on her podcast called This Is Paris. She did a 10-minute special podcast saying that she's not pregnant, while also plugging her upcoming Netflix show called Cooking with Paris. So the theory is that she or someone in her camp or Netflix floated the rumor that she was pregnant, which got picked up by TMZ and Page Six and all the other gossip sites. So that would be a really convenient way to talk about her new cooking show.
Right.
That's what the rumor is. Now,
is she still skinny as a rail like she used to be?
Yeah.
You could easily see if she was pregnant if she's still that skinny.
But not like early on.
Well,
not in the first couple months usually.
She did announce in January that she was doing IVF. But she also says that she will not become a mother until after she's married.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know if she's freezing her eggs.
She's getting married tomorrow.
Yeah, I was going to say. Yeah.
Well, apparently she's getting married next year. So she's in the process of having her wedding dress made, and so 2022 will be her wedding year. And I don't know. I'm assuming she's freezing her eggs because she's 40, so I don't know why you would be going through all that.
Who's the guy that she's fianced to?
This one's a guy named Carter Rem. It's R-E-U-M. Rem. I don't know.
How does
she's always got
guys?
Some kind of, I don't know.
They're
she's always
rich,
got some sort
definitely.
Of financier or something.
Yeah,
right. She's she chooses well.
Well, she got rid of the out of work actor. He was he was younger than she was. Chris Zilka. She paid for the ring. He tried to actually when they broke up. He tried to claim the ring. He tried to go to the jewelry store
and
say he wanted a refund. And they were like, and then it came out, which is pretty embarrassing. But then it came out that Paris had bought her own engagement ring.
Cute.
So.
Kind of a suggestive picture here of these two sitting together, looking around. Okay, I'm not getting into that.
Okay.
Well, I mean, look at what he's doing with his, what she's doing. Anyway, next.
Okay.
Yep. Bob Odenkirk, who starred in a movie earlier this year called I'm Nobody, but more because he's Don't Call Saul, or was that
Better Call Saul? Yeah.
Right.
That's a popular show. I think, isn't that one you watch, actually?
No, actually, I didn't. I never, I sort of caught the end when, what's his face, that was the story of the teacher and him making, cooking up the meth in the garages all over the place. That
right, Breaking Bad.
Yeah, Breaking Bad, yeah. But I haven't not. And the guy who's the second lead is a very well-known character actor who I think plays Saul. I can't remember his name. I can see him, but I
Michael McKean.
No, No, the other one.
I don't know. I'm looking at a picture of Bob Odenkirk with Michael McKean in a picture. I've never seen the show, so that's why I guessed.
So what's his
He's
problem?
A very well-known character actor. Yeah, so anyway, maybe. So Bob Odenkirk, the reason that people are talking about him, he was in the middle of filming the show in New Mexico, and he collapsed, and he's been hospitalized since Tuesday night, and no one seems to know what the issue is yet. I'm assuming, I don't know, we'll see. But, so that was the TMZ alert that came in Tuesday night that he had been hospitalized. They couldn't
revive
him.
I didn't know the guy.
Set.
He did a pretty good, that movie was, if you dig that genre, he did quite a good job in that movie, frankly, and he was sort of a likable, for that kind of a movie, he was a likable guy. 28 after the hour. Nothing beats the feel of a great towel when you step out of the shower. Wrap yourself in nothing but the best with the MyPillow towel set. Every MyPillow towel is made from proprietary technology, makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch. Plus, with a 60-day money-back guarantee, you can try them for yourself and return them if you don't like them. Made with cotton grown in the U.S., available in a variety of colors, every towel set comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, and a washcloth two-pack. For a limited time, get the MyPillow six-piece towel set, usually $109.99, for just $39.99, using the promo code DJV. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener specials square, enter the promo code DJV. While you're there, take advantage of the deep discounts you can get from using the DJV code on all the MyPillow products right there online, MyPillow.com, six-piece towel set for $39.99 right now with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. A maskless Representative Chip Roy reacted angrily to a requirement that members must again wear masks while on the House floor.
We got to go around and see, okay, we can't come to the floor. I can't execute my constitutional duty unless I wear a mask. Which is it? Vaccines or masks? Do the vaccines work or they don't work? Do the masks work so they don't work? I'd like to know which it is.
The Texas Republican says people are sick and tired of wearing masks and that Dr. Fauci needs to answer questions about the efficacy of vaccines and masks. A coalition of state attorneys general, led by New York's Letitia James, appealed the dismissal of their antitrust lawsuit against Facebook. In a notice filed on July 28th in federal court in the District of Columbia, attorneys general from 48 states and territories said they would appeal a June decision. This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Ron Popeil, the quintessential TV pitchman and inventor known to generations of viewers for hawking products, including the Vegematic, the Pocket Fisherman, Mr. Microphone, and the Showtime Rotisserie and Barbecue, has died, his family said. Popeil died suddenly and peacefully at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center in Los Angeles. He was 86. No cause of death was given. A possible new trial for an illegal immigrant convicted of murder in Iowa. Here's USA's Tim Berg with more.
Defense attorneys for Christian Rivera, the illegal immigrant convicted of murdering Molly Tibbetts, argued earlier this week that their client deserves a new trial, citing evidence that they said ties her abduction and stabbing death to another man. Two new witnesses came forward independently of one another and told police that a local 21-year-old man, Gavin Jones, told them he had killed Tibbetts. Defense lawyers have requested a new trial based on that information. As far as if that will happen, defense attorney Johanna Spillbore tells Fox News,
evidence is only as credible as its source. So this newly discovered evidence is inherently incredible. Why? Because it's coming from a jailhouse snitch, from another jailhouse snitch. It's hearsay evidence. Piled on hearsay evidence. And I don't think the judge is going to give it enough credibility to overturn what the jury already did here.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Four after the hour, playing both sides of the road and in the middle. Here I am. It's the Diva broadcast. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keenan. I always thought the term diva applied to women and not to men, right?
Well, a lot of times, you know, it will say Devo instead of diva.
Devo?
Yeah.
Really? I didn't know. That's news to me.
Yeah.
You got me something. That's the word of the day.
Whip it. Good.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Into shape.
Yeah. Yep, I'm
not
gonna
get it.
Like, keep
it's a Devo song. You get it? You get it, Doug? It's
yeah.
A Devo song.
Okay, yes, I do remember Devo. I remember the group Devo. I don't remember why. I don't remember about the song. Was it like Men in Black? Men in Black. Men.
Come
in,
on, Phil. You can play it for Dougie.
Yeah, I think I kind of remember it, but I don't know. So there's this the things that I was thinking about. What made me happy? What made me unhappy? In terms of what people, you know, what the old sticks and stones can break my bones. I don't know why this has impacted me as much as it has in the last few minutes, because I never...
Well, this is why I didn't tell you for the last 4 years.
Thank you very much. All right, here we are. Really good stuff. The increasing spread of the Delta variant and the NFL. There's a coupling. They're practicing now for the season, right? The NFL, all the players are back. Are they not in their training camps, ready to go or getting ready?
Can
don't the exhibition
it?
Games start next week? I think they
August.
Do.
Yeah.
A little bit later. I think the NFL pro game, what is it? The retired pros or whatever.
Hawaii.
That's next week.
Oh,
and then I think a couple weeks after
Hawaii?
That, that's when pregames start.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Okay, so there's a big to-do about NFL team vaccination requirements. The 2021 season, according to the likes of the head coach of Washington, Ron Rivera, he has been sick, but his he had skin cancer or something, didn't he? He was sick with something, but he's, you know, his immune system is down because of that. You have cancer, certainly. You're not going to do wonders for your immune system, so you become more vulnerable for things like COVID. So he wants his team to get, he says, I'm frustrated. I'm beyond frustrated, actually. One of the reasons I walked in with a mask when we started practice is that I'm immune deficient. When I'm in a group and the group's not vaccinated, so there's a mixture, I put the mask on, and I do that for health reasons because nobody really knows about the new variant. I have to do that for my own health and well-being. I wish and I hope that our guys could understand that because apparently some of those 85% of the players have had at least one dose. But there are others who just say, no, we're not getting it. We don't have to. You can't make us. But in fact, they could make them, right? The NFL is a private entity unless their contract, you know, whether they stick, does the contract say you don't have to, you can't make me?
No, I mean, the players union has already, they've already signed off on this, so.
I thought so. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, individual, well, so, yeah, individually, if you don't want to get the shot, then you have a lot of protocols that you're supposed to follow. And some mm-hmm. players have been very vocal, like Cole Beasley from the Buffalo Bills. He has said that he will not follow any of the protocols. He will not get vaccinated. And I don't know what's going to happen.
Why is he saying that? Why is he?
I don't know. He just doesn't want to get vaccinated and has been very vocal about it and says that
but
he's also...
Make sense? Does his reasoning make sense?
He hasn't offered a reason. He just says he doesn't want to get vaccinated. So that's it.
He doesn't have to, I guess, if he doesn't want to.
Yeah, but the problem though is that if you're not going to get vaccinated, the rule is you're supposed to mask up when you're in the locker room or around the around the rest of the team and the crew and other employees. You're supposed to not be out in public. There are a whole list. There's a whole list of protocols, and he says that he will not follow any of them.
Okay.
So the Buffalo Bills have an outbreak, then they have to forfeit the game. They have to. None of the players will get paid for that game that they forfeit. They have to pay the other team's salaries for that game. I mean, there are a lot of consequences now.
The Vikings coach left because he didn't want the vaccine, and so he was gone. He's gone. He's not working for the Vikings anymore. I mean, it's a big deal in football, and the pressure is on these guys, and they're saying no, we don't want it.
Okay, so let's go to Florida for a second. Or more, I have to go there a week from today for a meeting. But I'm, you fly down, you wear the mask on the plane anyway, so it'll be interesting. But of all the states, that's the reddest when it comes. There's a lot of red across the Mid-South, the Midwest, actually up in Utah and Colorado and areas around there, a lot of red there as well. But Florida is the reddest of the red. And so are masks being mandated? Does the governor there have to do an about-face?
No. He's not going to because he's running for president. He's going to run on this.
Well,
how does he have any credibility?
Because Florida actually ended up doing well after
right now.
But a lot of people on the left attacked him. Remember Andrew Cuomo was talking about how terrible Ron DeSantis was. Meanwhile, he was shoving people into nursing homes and killing old people. So
we don't know how many people really died in Florida or had the virus because
none of them were pushed into
data.
None of them were. Well, that has been debunked, actually. That woman that was
several
caught,
I'm not
came
talking
out
just
to
about
show
her.
She was
there
a,
multiple people.
She was a fraud. But, I mean, the data is in question all throughout, I mean, every state. I question it in California all the time just with my own experiences because they were overcounting, I think in some cases undercounting in others. We don't know how many people actually died with COVID because hospitals were enticing people to put COVID as a cause of death on their death certificates so they could get 20% more in profits. I mean, it's a disaster. I don't think we have a real account of what the numbers are on all sides. But Ron DeSantis did incredibly well in Florida by allowing people to make a choice. And he said he's not going to shut down a state. He's not going to mandate things because, truly, if anybody challenged these mandates, they'd prove to be unconstitutional. So I say let Florida decide what to do. Let the residents of Florida decide what to do. And we'll see how it all turns out at the end of all of this.
I'm just looking at a graph of all the states that have had people hospitalized and vaccinated. The graph shows both. And the hospitalized people, obviously, that's their correlative to the people who've been vaccinated or not. And the number of people sick, the lowest number of people per 100,000 that have been sick are the people who live in Vermont. That happens to be the state where the most population has been vaccinated. Number two on that list is Massachusetts. Number two in the nation for getting people vaccinated. I didn't realize that, but at any rate. And now I'm thinking of a story. I was driving back from Hartford yesterday. I was listening to NPR, and there was an interview with the, the conversation was about Marjorie Taylor Greene and her Twitter account getting suspended because she said that Fauci lied and people have died. And so that was part of, that was the introduction to Fauci being
funny
on the,
because
on the show.
Fauci has lied and people have died. So all of those things are factually true.
Right. So, but because it's coming from her, the mainstream news media wants people to think that it doesn't have as much hooch as it would if it came from somebody at NPR or whomever, wherever.
She's not exactly, you know. She's not exactly someone that you want to get any facts from. I mean, she's spreading all this HIPAA stuff around that's completely not even true. She's, you know, I mean, she needs to read some books or something and, like, get educated. I don't know.
But she doesn't want to because this serves the purpose, if that's what it is. I don't want to,
And there are a lot of people besides her doing the exact same thing.
I don't like it when people interpret what I say. But they don't know who I am. I don't know this woman. I've seen pictures of her. I have made my comments about what I think about her looks. And I've listened and heard with Graham out on the stump and some of the stuff that she says. And I saw a video of her going to AOC's office yelling through the mail hole in the door.
I mean, she and AOC have a lot in common. They're trying to be the loudest
voices. Make a lot of noise.
They're trying to be the loudest voices in their party.
So, I agree.
We give AOC room to say stupid things. We can give Marjorie Taylor Greene room to say stupid things.
Right. And so, anyway, the point isn't, well, it kind of, that was a side point, was a reference to Marjorie Taylor Greene, but also to Fauci being on right after they tell a story in the NPR broadcast. They bring Fauci on to talk about the current state of things, wearing a mask and vaccines and all the stuff that he regurgitates about 100 times a day, I'm sure, to various news media outlets. But then I wonder, as soon as they introduced him, my visceral reaction was to hit the button. I didn't want to hear, I didn't care what he had to say. You think that's wrong? Maybe I should have listened to him so at least I know what he's saying.
He's oversaturated. Right.
He's oversaturated.
Yeah.
Well, the lying thing, I mean, that's a really strong accusation to accuse someone of lying under oath.
At best, it's not that he's uninformed. He's a smart guy. But I think at best, he has twisted his story way too many times for people.
I agree with that, but also people are taking it, the Fauci hate and going back to DeSantis in Florida. It's too much.
Can we go back to what Marjorie Taylor Greene was saying, though, just in terms of the HIPAA stuff? She says it's a HIPAA violation to ask somebody about their COVID vaccine.
Doctors across the country have come out saying that is the dumbest thing. HIPAA violations are only between a doctor, the hospital, and a pharmacist and their patient. If a person says to you, hey, Doug, did you get a vaccine? You can choose to answer or not answer, but it's not a violation of your HIPAA rights.
I claim the fifth.
She's just so ill-informed on so many things, and people take everything she says as
like
gospel.
Like a comedian at this point in time.
I don't know who takes what she says as her
followers, Jen, come on. They worship her. It's like Trump.
Well, she's got some. Well, it's like, let's say, not Trump. It's like AOC. She comes out with all kinds of stupidity.
Yeah, I think that's an interesting comparison. AOC to Marjorie Taylor Greene. Yeah, I'll buy that comparison. I think you may be onto something there. Yeah, just make noise to make noise.
Well, my point, though, is if you believe in someone and you love them and worship them, whatever they say, people tend to just take as gospel. They don't go any further. And you can Google HIPAA. You could literally just Google HIPAA, and then it all would have come right up. But people just believe her.
You know what? The most interesting part of this, at least I find it interesting, is that she and Newsom were at each other on Twitter yesterday.
How is that surprising? I mean, the two of them are fame whores. I mean, how is that surprising?
Oh, maybe that's what it is.
He's in real trouble. There's new polling out that indicates the recall is...
Where's Larry?
He's at the top of the list. He's got it's 16%, but still he's out pulling all the
other
candidates.
Can we go visit him in the office when he becomes governor? I want to go visit him.
Yeah, better. 50-50, though, on the recall right now. That's huge.
All right, okay. Phil, push a button, will you please?
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Why would your warehouse be any different? Introducing NobleLift lithium ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance free. With a dramatic savings in overall cost of ownership, NobleLift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
When you think Subaru, you think love. The 2021 Subaru Outback will make you fall in love with its state-of-the-art safety features, a spacious and comfortable interior, and convenient amenities, all ready for any adventure. Standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, plus up to 33 miles per gallon, 8.7 inches of ground clearance, X-Mode with hill descent control, and a direct-injected turbocharged Subaru Boxer engine will make you love every adventure in your Outback. Love, it's what makes Subaru, Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2021 Subaru Outback non-turbo models. Actual mileage may vary. Turbocharged engine, 11.6-inch touchscreen available on select models.
Oh, I want to sing My Guy. Can we do that here? I want to be, who can I be? I want to be the lead singer. Ladies, you want to be the background singers?
I'm going to pass this time around. Yeah.
I guess you'd say... What? Wait a minute, you're in the wrong... What's the wrong key?
Yeah, I like how you say you're in the wrong key and we're in the wrong place. Yeah.
All right, personal decision time, the discussion about the unvaccinated and how they threaten the economy. We were talking about earlier, I think it was last half hour, about how the unvaccinated in terms of schools, what's going to happen with the youngsters and what are they doing with grades, not going to school and so forth. But if you're unvaccinated, what does this do to if we go back to where we were and the economy goes into the tank again and the government has to step in and do things because of the low vaccination
rate? Joe Biden is vaccinated. We'd all agree that Joe Biden is vaccinated, right?
Right.
Joe Biden is a greater threat to the economy than the unvaccinated. The amount of inflation that's going on.
Oh, my God.
The spending.
Right. Oh, yeah, he tell you right now. Inflation, that's right, Jim.
I
sure did.
That I brought that up 10 before the hour.
Yeah.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Straight past the hour, time for us to take a ride, get into your car, or as they say here in New England, your car, take a ride in my car. Here's Nick Miles, who doesn't sound like a New Englander at all. He sounds like an old Englander. In fact, ooh. I guess that's kind of what you are, right?
Not super old.
But I mean former Englander. Maybe is that a better way of putting it?
Reformed Englander.
A reformed Englander. Good. I like that. I'm a sort of not reformed Anglophile. So here we are talking about cars in America. His website, ourautoexpert.com, is a Bible of industry information. Thought it was interesting that Toyota announced this week, and they kind of made a big deal out of it, that they were pulling their ads from the Olympics. I'm not sure everybody understood why they were doing that, because they are the hometown company, right? They're the biggest automaker in Japan. I suppose some could argue maybe the biggest automaker in the world. I don't know if that's true or not, but at any rate, we have on our DJV download the focus on Toyota pulling their ads. Why did they do that?
It's a difficult one to understand unless you know a little bit about how Japanese politics works. But they are the largest automaker in Japan by a long way, by the way. Like, they have 80% of the country. And then the other Japanese makes that we know, like Honda and Nissan, are very small in Japan when it comes to the amount of vehicles that they produce. But there's this sort of very difficult underlying a relationship with the Japanese government that they constantly have, which ostensibly would be the committee for the Olympics. What you have to understand is the Japanese government make Toyota do things. So, they make them invest in certain places, and they make life very hard for them if they didn't. And so I think what it says about I think what he says about Toyota in their relationship is things are not going well with the Japanese government, because the Japanese government have a stranglehold on the auto industry there. So, for instance, when Mazda were in trouble, the Japanese government indicated that it might be a really good idea for Toyota to get joint factories with them, and if they didn't, you know, they might find life very difficult. So it's somewhat of a, you know,
sounds like
somewhat
communism
of a samurai
in a
sword.
Way. Sounds like
yeah.
China,
well,
isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. It's a very Asian car company. Like, you will help Mazda out, or we will punish you. So ultimately, for them not to run ads, you know, on the Olympics, which is a Japanese government sanctioned event, means that things are not all good in Japan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's,
would seem
that's
that
basically
way.
They're having a hard time.
All right, let's come back to home here. General Motors says they're going to stop pickup production. I'm surprised they're even doing it. Haven't the other major manufacturers of trucks and cars, too, as far as that's concerned, shut down a lot of promotion, a lot of production? Isn't that why there are no cars or trucks on the lots?
Yeah, so, well, there's no cars or trucks on the lot because they're selling about 40% more than they were during COVID because of this pent-up demand, but that demand is sort of waning in a sense too as people find the vehicles. But they have just reduced shifts to chip shortage. So if there's a chip shortage, it's been like, you know, we'll go down to two shifts instead of three. To shut down the whole factory is a boom.
Why is it that we have become slaves to the chips? They can easily work around them. So instead of, if I were running a car company and I had a choice, okay, well, you can keep selling cars, just take the chips out, or some of the important ones, or not so important ones, or stop selling cars because you can't get chips, I think I'd be making cars and selling them and basically saying, screw the chips. We'll make them the way we used to make them, and people will, right, will live with it.
Yeah, that's a great imaginary thing to be able to do, but, you know, even to unlock your car doors, you need chips. You need chips in your key fob. You know, all the way they've been designed has been around the chip because they thought there would never be a problem.
My pickup truck is a 2003 F-350. I stick a key into the keyhole and turn it. That's no real great hardship for me, pal. I think I can handle it. Yeah.
But it would be hard if you got in your car and they said, hey, by the way, the dash doesn't work because we didn't put a chip in it. And by the way, you know, the key fob, you get one, but you have to use the actual key.
Well, we become too dependent on that stuff, though. This is the best lesson in the world. Let's redesign them so we kind of go back a little bit. Isn't that what's the big deal?
I think you're ahead of your time, Doug. I think what's going to happen is car companies are going to start making a version of their vehicles that don't have chips in, because we know our cars listen and follow to us and impart our personal information from our phones. They constantly give
it's
that.
It's a liability.
Yes, and so there's going to be a sliver, maybe a growing sliver of the community and our friends who are going to say, we're done. We don't want you in our cars. Get out. You know, give me a key. Give me a gas pedal.
Yep.
That's it. That's what's going to happen.
You and I will race like what are the guys in the Fast and the Furious. I'll be Toretto.
Yeah. Any day.
All right. There it is. The story from our auto expert, Nick Miles, 15.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.